Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by Try Vegan, a vegan meal home delivery service that is nutritious and delicious and makes your life easier. Based out of New Jersey, they deliver throughout the Northeast. Check out more details on their website, tryveganmealprep.com. And you can get 25% off your first order with the promo code LITYOGA. So go vegan. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and smarter movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today is Monday Motivation, and today's podcast is called Know Your Wiring. Know Your Wiring. It could also be called Know Yourself, Know Thyself. I think this is so important to know who we are at our essence and how we are wired a certain way. That doesn't mean we can't rewire, that we can't shift some things, but I think some circuitry that is kind of pre-programmed and influenced by nurturing as well, but some of that nature aspect of our wiring is important to recognize and to celebrate. Because when we try and be somebody who we're not, that often is, that's unfortunately so many people are, I think, living that existence, trying to be somebody that they're not. And that can not only lead to a lot of headache and disappointment, but it can be exhausting. So I was thinking of this the other day when I saw a picture of Charlotte's Web, you know, which I think almost everybody's read, just this classic children's book. And of course, I read it to my children. And I was brought back to this moment of raising my children. And when you are a parent raising kids, you do see, like, you can raise them in pretty similar ways. And they are individuals, you know, and they're going to respond differently. And that wiring is important to recognize and honor. So here is my example with my kids. We had read Charlotte's Web. I'd read it out loud to the kids. I think Olivia, my oldest, we'd read it several times. And Jonah was younger. I think he was probably 5 at the time, and Olivia was close to 8. And we rented the movie. That was back in the day when you rent the movies, Charlotte's Web. And we were so excited, and we saw it, and it was done. And when it was finished, Olivia, my daughter, I could see that she had been holding her breath, and she's always been very in touch with her emotions, let's say. And the movie ended, and Olivia began to bawl. I mean, like, sob. And she sobbed and sobbed. And it was like an hour of sob. Just, you're so sad about Charlotte dying and Wilbur trying to save her and everything. And, you know, we're sitting there, and I'm just kind of comforting her, and, you know, still knowing that, like, some of this is, she's just got to get this out, because that's who she is. She's feel things in big ways. And part of processing the feeling is feeling it, you know, not like stuffing it down. So probably an hour into her sobbing, Jonah had been nearby. And finally, he looks at Olivia and he's been just sitting there. And he just says, "Olivia, we knew she was going to die." And I'm laughing thinking about it, because it was just this perfect snapshot of their wiring. You know, Jonah is, he also is a big feeler, but in a very different way. He's very into justice and he's very into fairness, but he's laid back. And he's also, you know, things are kind of matter of fact in some ways. You know, it's like, so for him, it was just a complete mystery how Olivia, knowing the story ending, like she knew it, she had read it a couple times, knowing that, how she could be crying. Like, we knew she was going to die. Like, what are you crying about? And for Olivia, of course she knew that, but to see it and that extra visual impact was just, it set her over. And she just, like, her wiring was such that it hurt her. Like, it really wounded her to witness it visually. Not that we witnessed her dying, but, you know, you witness that she's dead, you know, that everybody's sad about it. And for Jonah, it was just kind of like, well, she died. We knew she was going to die, and da, 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 you know, go on to the next thing. And so, you know, that was 10 years ago. And so, you know, now Olivia is 18 and Jonah's 15. And for me as a parent, it's really important for me to recognize their wiring is different. The sensitivity is different. The nervous system is different. And that the response to things is different. And what I am trying to impart upon each of them is that your feelings are your feelings and they're true to who you are. And for Olivia, she might need to, you know, learn how not only to feel it, but how to, like, pull herself up if she really just is going down this real big whirlpool of emotions and it's feeling like it's getting too much. And so that's something she's really worked on and that she'll continue to work on, because this is her wiring for life. She's going to have to learn, like, how do I manage my emotions sometimes when I need to hold strong? And I don't even mean hold strong, but I need to not be like fall apart in front of certain situations. Because unfortunately, that isn't well regarded in our society, if we have like these big emotions and just falling apart in front of people. So it's important for her to recognize, hey, these are emotions that I feel. I'm going to feel them. And here's what I'm going to do to give myself the space to do it. And so she, of course, has figured out ways on her own and through my help and just other friends and reading and whatnot, is like, you know, processing things, journaling it, moving your body. My gosh, moving your body is one of the best ways to feel stuff and to move through it, because you can't not feel it. That's what, if you know your wiring, this is why it's so important to know thyself and you know these things about yourself. The worst thing to do is to be embarrassed or stuff those feelings down, because of course they're going to stay somewhere, you know, and I've talked about this on other episodes. So you do need to process them, you know, and for Jonah, he'll have different things that he'll have to contend with or work through, but his wiring is different. You know, he is less of a go-getter. You know, he's more laid back. That's awesome. When is that going to work for him? When is it going to work against him? But knowing yourself is so important. For me, I'm kind of a combination of those two. I know my wiring pretty well. I know one thing I love to do is really load up my plate and then procrastinate on some things, which I think, you know, I know that about myself. And then I know that when I do procrastinate, it doesn't, like, I carry it. So I have worked through some of my own wiring to set myself up for more success so that I don't overload my plate, so that I'm then forced to kind of procrastinate, and that becomes its own cycle. And that has improved dramatically. And I can give you pointers on that, because of course I've lived some years now beyond my kids' age, of course. So I think the message here is know your wiring. Know there are things that you certainly can do to nurture parts that need it. If you're highly sensitive, so highly sensitive is not a bad thing. And I hope that we start to recognize more and more that highly sensitive children, highly sensitive adults have wiring as such. And that doesn't mean that they're weak or they're not able to handle things, but they're just going to respond differently. And so I think it's kind of like intelligence. We have really put intelligence in a box that it's like an academic measure. And there's so many forms of intelligence that we don't fully applaud, you know, artistic intelligence, speaking intelligence, poetry intelligence, mechanical intelligence. You know, there's people that could do anything in a household and fix anything. That's incredible. That's a beautiful form of intelligence, but we don't always kind of applaud that. So knowing your wiring is kind of knowing that we all are individual, brilliant beings of light. And let's make our wiring work for us, not try and stuff it out or snuff it out or stuff it down, but really know who we are and set ourselves up for success because of that. So I hope this helps you. I love that little story about Charlotte's Web. And I'm wondering if you watched the movie, what was your response? Are you somebody who really has a big response to the visual of the movie, like could read a book, but watching a movie really has a different effect on you? Or the opposite, like watching a movie isn't as impactful as reading it. Again, that wiring is different. Reading it might have a different effect for somebody who's wired differently. So know yourself, embrace yourself, and know that I'm pulling for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.